The SEN GOAT. SEN is finding the greatest sports person of all time. GOAT Zone. Find the range exclusively at Chemist Warehouse.
Trying to find the greatest cricket batsman of all time. I think it's pretty... I'm not even sure we go through the process, but the winner of that will go in the running. We'll find the greatest sportsman of all time by the end of this whole process. Fattening for Market is on in earnest. We asked for your nominations. We've got plenty of them. 1-300-736-736. You can give us a call too. It's Fun Friday, so you can call us about anything you like.
A lot of fun going on. Hey, talk about trying to find things. Yeah. I'm trying to find somebody, okay? I was watching Hard Knocks, episode 3 yesterday. Mm. Antonio Brown was sitting down, and the bloke that he was talking to, who was analysing his game and his running patterns and his output, all that sort of stuff, was an Australian. His name is Jamie Heppner. Now, anybody out there know Jamie Heppner? We're trying to track him down.
Jamie Heppner.
He works for the Oakland Raiders over there in the NFL. We would love to track him down and talk to him and bring him onto the program one day.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody knows him or of him.
All right, text us through the details or the story behind Jamie Heppner and the Oakland Raiders. Round 23, we suspect that there are some players who have been brought back into a side or are playing for a team who have got eyes on them as a potential trade target or to be traded, and therefore they would love them to go out with a bang. I'll give you one here that was brought up off the SMS text machine. I like it. John Segler. Now, the noise is that he wants opportunity. He wants more opportunity to play regularly. He had a very good run in the ruck last week where Ben McAvoy played at half back.
That's right.
Why do you reckon they're doing that?
Giving some ruck time.
A little fatten.
Hey, don't forget Segler. Well, they'll be trying to do some deals left, right and centre, Hawthorn, because they're trying to get so many players in.
Riley O'Brien, been signed on a long-term contract for the Adelaide Crows. So you think, okay, there's the long-term prospect. Who's rucking this week?
Mm.
Who is it? Sauce Jacobs.
There you go.
Why would that be?
Well, there's a number of clubs that are desperate for a ruckman in the competition. Hey, Jaden Hunt. I'm just looking at Jaden Hunt. An inclusion for Melbourne. Would he fit that category?
Well, the fact he didn't play was curious last. I think that was a bad mistake last week. Maybe the other fella there, Bruce, he's been brought back in. He might be one of your boys. Might just be put a little feed into him.
He just needs opportunity. And maybe a bigger tank as well.
I've got a couple of others here that I've highlighted.
Okay, I'll give you one here.
Yeah?
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Lewis Taylor, the Brisbane Lions.
I had one there too. Reece Matheson. So this is where the Brisbane Lions are at. Lewis Taylor, good little small forward, NAB Rising Star winner. Just been squeezed out. Can't get a real look in. Playing good footy up there for whoever the competition is in the quaffle. And Reece Matheson, who had a period of time. Now maybe they've become a bit superfluous. And maybe the Brisbane Lions will hang their shingle out. Scott Lysette, the name that we keep hearing about from the Port Adelaide Footy Club, has been named back in this squad with Laddams going out. A bit like the O'Brien and Jacobs. Laddams gets the long-term contract. He's been left out and Lysette comes back in. That's got fattening up for Market written all over it for me.
Yes, and Camden McIntosh as well. We know that he was really good in their flag a couple of years ago, but he's fallen out of favour.
Yep.
You know the other guy?
Hugh Greenwood.
Yes,
back
very
in
much
for
so.
The Adelaide Crows. He's on the market. He might be just got the trough put under his nose, see if he can fatten him up.
McIntosh is a really good player. Richmond's McIntosh, really good. You know, the only thing about him is he's a little bit untidy with his disposals. And I reckon they tolerated that for a point until they found somebody that could do all the things that he could do but was better with the ball and his delivery. So he's on the outer there at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if his name gets raised during off-season discussions.
I want you to tell me whether this player's been put into a little crate and taken down to the feed bin and just given a nice big feed. Jaden Laverde.
That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me either. He's been around for a while, hasn't been able to nail a spot. I would think that when you've got that sort of size, that sort of power and speed, he's a little bit like, even though Mason, he's like that Mason Wood, where you look at him, you see flashes of something, and he attracts the eye. I'm sure he'll attract a bit of interest as well.
One of our listeners said he's been fattening up for Market for the last 10 years and hasn't got anyone to come through. Stephanie's in Berwick. G'day, Stephanie.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Gary. How are you guys going?
Good, Stephanie. Thanks.
I love your show. I just wanted to say I'm just super excited for the footy this weekend, like all the games, and I'm a Richmond supporter, so I'm super excited to go to the MCG and watch the Tigers play.
That's a great call. Skit, got a prize for Stephanie? Because we're talking lots of things this morning. We've been talking about the basketball, whether it was a disaster or not, and then footy about round 23 throwing up some unusual results and maybe players are playing for their footy life. To hear someone to come up and just say, I'm looking forward to the footy Richmond and Brisbane, and that is going to be an absolute belter.
It should be a cracker of a game. I've got four tickets to the EJ Witten game next Friday night. Stephanie, are you excited to have your captain back in the team this weekend?
I am, and I'm actually really excited they brought Cams and McIntosh back in. I was getting worried. I didn't know what was going on with him, and I hope it's just, efficiency was the reason he was out, because I think he's actually a really important player, especially up on the wing. He's so fast.
You think they're in a better place than they were this time of 2017, Steph?
Yeah, I do. I hope that they play properly this weekend, though. Like, you can't, like Daisy Pierce said the other morning, you can't flirt with form. And I hope Brisbane don't flirt with form either. I hope everyone just plays a really good game. It's going to be a good test for everyone.
Very well said.
A good call from you, Stephanie. Enjoy the weekend. I hope the Tigers do all the things that you want them to do this weekend. What about this
one,
Gary?
I've got a number sent to me for Jamie.
Have you?
I have.
No.
I have, 100%. One of, I won't say who sent it to me, but one of my sources.
Is he a Melbourne boy?
The person who sent it to me is a Melbourne boy. So a number there for Jamie Heppner. I'll pass that on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll get him to air next week. It'll be a fascinating interview.
No. You know who copies this.
I know he's got a great story to tell. What about this bloke? This name has come up. And I don't think they're fattening him up for market this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that a current-day club captain could be on the move and end up somewhere next year?
I hope you're not going to the Melbourne Football Club, are you?
No.
Who?
Ollie Wines.
Oh. No, I think Ollie needs an uninterrupted free pre-season and he'll re-establish himself as one of the really inspiring midfielders. We know what happened in the pre-season for him. Tried the double backward flip on his wakeboard and that wrecked his year and hasn't been able to get ahead of it ever since. Clint from Caroline Springs. G'day, Clint.
How are you, boys?
Good, thank you.
Just a couple of things. I reckon a couple of fatten up for the Melbourne Football Club in Alex Neil Bullen and Billy Stretch.
Right, are they in? They're not in, are they, this weekend or not? Let me have a look. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, okay, but you're just talking Neil Bullen's on the interchange bench and Billy Stretch was in last week, of course. Okay.
Okay. Now, this is a little bit unkind, so I'm not going to go with any names, but there is a number of texts coming through for players that are actually just in the club window with signs around their neck saying free to a good home.
What? That's a bit harsh.
It is very harsh. That's not me.
Well, we're going to start another list called Free to a Good Home list.
No, don't do that.
We can send them through. We might near them. Matt's. Hey, thanks, Clint. Matt's from Wollongong. G'day, Matt.
Morning, Gary. How are you going, Anton?
Good, thank you.
Just wanted to mention the Cats. We were about, 2 minutes away from basically not leaving Victoria for the rest of the season. And now we're playing a team who have been in pretty good form, and if that doesn't work out the way we need it to, we're either going back to the Gabba, which will be rocking, or we have to go play the defending premiers, most likely, over there in week one. We were 2 minutes away from finishing first, and now we can finish fourth.
Hey,
that's
a really
the
good
game, though, Matt.
Yeah, but Matt makes a really good point. For the last 6 or 8 weeks, we've been arguing about whether or not the Geelong Footy Club have earned the right to have a home final. What Matt's saying is they may not have a right. They may not have a home final, given where they're at. And that makes Carlton and Geelong a really important game. It's a very, very good point you make, Matty.
Stanley back in the side too for the Cats.
Market?
Reece Stanley? No. Desperation, I think.
They still haven't worked it out.
They're still trying to work it out.
Mm. All right. We've got to take a break. Don't forget the caller of the week. We're going to announce our caller of the week today. Toyota Hilux SR5 on offer. Great finance offer on Hilux 4x4 for ABN holders. You can search Toyota Value.
I'm getting a lot of texts from people in very high and powerful positions about your performance last night on the front bar. We may need to talk after the show this morning.
Mike Sheen to join us after 8.